This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Inside the Studio on iHeartRadio. My name's Jordan Runtog, but enough about me. My guest today recently released Face the River, a remarkable new record that follows in the tradition of great musical storytellers like Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, and Bob Seger. And like the best storytellers, he draws on moments from his own life, both as a way to heal and as a way to connect. Face the River marks the recent passing of his parents, the figures who nurtured him emotionally and musically, whom he refers to as his heroes. The double loss changed him forever, and this new record finds him coming to terms with the grief and the resulting growth. Though born out of this sadness, it's a record that lifts and inspires, a triumphant reminder that we get stronger in all the broken places. I'm so happy to welcome Gavin DeGraw. This album, good Lord, it is just so powerful. I love it so much. As somebody who's lost a parent at a young age myself, it hits me in all sorts of other ways. I mean, obviously these songs will touch everybody, but I think for people who've gone through that particular loss, I think there's a little something extra in there, and I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for going to that place and giving us that.
Wow, man. Thank you, man. I'm sorry you're part of this club we never wanted to join, right? The lost club, right? But man, I appreciate you allowing the music to speak to you, and my condolences. I know exactly where you're at, man. But I think that in general, we just have to we just got to keep going, right? So this is just life cycle stuff, and we're all going to have our number called one day. You just got to keep going till then. That's it.
I just think it's so inspiring that at these moments, when, you know, your hardest moments, you can make something as beautiful as this album. I just think it's absolutely stunning. The songs are beautiful. The stories are beautiful. I mean, just congratulations. It's such an incredible piece of work.
Wow, man. It means a lot. Thank you for that. What a compliment. Thank you.
I know this is obviously a very different kind of record for you in a lot of ways, as well as being a really personal one. And I mean, I think it shows off just the full extent of your talents as a singer and as a songwriter. Full circle is the phrase that keeps coming up when you're talking about this record. It was the name of your tour for it, and it comes up a lot when you're talking about Face the River. I wanted to ask you about Full Circle, what that means to you.
Well, when I first played my father the first couple songs of the album, he said to me, "Full circle." And I said, "What do you mean?" He was saying that it was the way he remembered me, you know, before I ever got signed, before I started, you know, making albums, you know, making these produced records, and that he remembers the music sounding more like this when, you know, when I was out playing live and playing with pickup bands and, you know, and, you know, sitting there with people and going through that phase of my life and career, trying to, just get your name out there, just the live sound. And I think Dave Cobb really captured this live sound and enhanced it and just made it so much better and kept it authentic. And in fact, I feel like he reached deeper and forced me to reach deeper than I would have arrived at without his influence and his input, his taste. And so the full circle thing was yeah, initially the comment my father made, and then and that, in my opinion, is because Dave Cobb had really great taste and really authentic taste in music and loves those 1970s singer-songwriter type records, you know, those singer-songwriter records, those rock records, but that 1970s approach to sound and performance. And also when we went out and did our little tour run that we did for playing the music live, we decided we're going to, you know, go back and play a bunch of small clubs. And that was really about getting back to, again, that initial feeling of performing live in small venues that weren't necessarily the places that just had developed acts playing at them. So it was important to me to go back, in particular, to play a place called the Bitter End here in New York City, because the Bitter End was the first place that ever gave me a gig in New York City, you know, before I ever got signed. And they were always good to me, you know, and I wanted to go back there and particularly reward those smaller venues that got really badly hurt during COVID that really could use the business, you know, and have keep those relationships going, because, you know, loyalty is a big deal. And, you know, You never forget who your friends are. Those are people who had your back when nobody, you know, gave a damn about you. And, you know, the Bitter End is just one of those great places. The Bitter End, the Red Lion, those places on Bleecker. And I want to keep those, and just keep those places in Greenwich Village alive that have always been a staple for live musicians like myself. There's thousands and thousands of us. And those places are a home for people like me. There's great talent out there that I always admired that maybe some of them don't, you know, don't have a record deal or didn't get a record deal or didn't get lucky here and there. But there's still great talent, and those are the houses that embrace that talent. And I want to keep those alive.
Oh, God bless you. I've spent a lot of happy nights in both those places. You mentioned the Red Lion, the Bitter End.
Great places, right? Exactly. Man, absolutely. Thank you.
I mean, you mentioned the sounds on this record. I mean, it's so unique and classic. I mean, one of my favorite tracks is Chasing Wind, which to me, it's got a little bit of like the band doing their Muscle Shoals sound, like going down the Fame Studios. It's so great. I mean, I love just the classic sounds on this record.
Wow, man. That's a huge compliment. Actually, I had the bulk of Chasing Wind finished and I wasn't sure how to start it. And, I thought what might be a cool deviation from the kind of the way the song sits, you know, that brink ding ding da 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 da, right? The way the verse comes in, I thought a nice kind of push against that would be that little intro, ding 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. And now it's funny you mentioned the band. I was thinking about, I was channeling Cripple Creek I was exactly channeling Cripple Creek, thinking something along the lines of Cripple Creek would be a good lead in to Chasing Wind. And it's funny you mentioned it, because it's exactly what I was thinking about. Killer. Yeah, you get it. You totally get it.
You recorded this, or most of it, or if not all of it, in RCA Studio A, which is, I mean, it's the house that Chet Atkins built.
Right.
It's got everybody, Leon Russell, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Waylon Jennings. What was it like working in there? I mean, just the energy in that space must have been off the charts. With Dave Cobb in control?
Legendary. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, legendary room. And I felt like Dave knew every nook and cranny of that room. Like he knew every sonic characteristic of that room, you know, and had all the gear to suit each space when required. And, you could feel the ghosts, you know, the presence of the many years of acquired mojo that occurred in the room of live bands playing together and recording together. And, it just felt right. And, you know, that place was built back when, like, the labels were dumping money into creating spaces like that, into creating great sounding. I mean, you could record an orchestra in that place, you know? So, you know, being able to go into a comfortable place like that, that sounded good everywhere and had enough space in it that we could separate, but be together and play together and make eye contact, you know, and read each other and be like, you know, like, hey, I got this part right here. And, you know, you heard somebody go, and you're looking, I'm going, yeah. Okay. Me right here, you know? And, you had those great, communicative moments because you're able to have sight lines and be within the acoustic parameter of what's coming out of the instrument, you know, that's there too. You know, it's not just headsets. You're like, ooh, it's right there. I hear it. I feel it. I feel it coming through my heel, you know? And there's a great sensation when you get to play like that. And then you just keep the best takes. And Dave had a really great sensibility of, you know, casting the right players and just a great sensitivity to which takes were the best and, you know, about like, yo, man, this is cool. That's cool. But those two other songs you played me, they're too close to these two other songs here. What else do you have? Let's go through your catalog of stuff and see what else you have that is different than what we already cut so that the album has real variety sonically. And by him doing that, it also forced me to finish up songs I hadn't finished that, and by finishing them during that time frame made the lyrics more present to my life in that moment as well, you know, by him saying, hey, is that done? Is that idea I like, is it finished? No, it's not finished. When can you have it done? I could have it done in an hour from now. I could have it done tomorrow. Cool. Finish it up, man. Let's hear where you're at. Come in, play it. And then we'd cut. And, I just feel like it created a really, present approach to the album feeling cohesive in some ways and at the same time allowed the album to be varied stylistically because his taste is excellent and he's got eclectic taste, but he was also looking for helping me find a sound that would allow it to feel like a complete work, a complete album, you know. In a culture that isn't really necessarily embracing full albums anymore, right? But I think that's part of Dave's strong suit is he's such a music purist, he has such good taste, and he also knows that you know we're making music for an audience that's also grown up with me. They're not just kids anymore, right? Now they're you know, now they're parents. Now they have kids. And we're in these different stages of our lives now than when they first may have heard a song of mine, you know, like on your first hit back in maybe 2003 or four, you know, life changed, the world changed, and your music can change to reflect where you're at in your life now, right? And he really allowed me and helped me get to a place where I could embrace those changes and speak my mind and my current mindset. and it was very, really, really thoughtful, and he was sensitive about it, which was cool. And he wasn't afraid to challenge me, which is good. You know, it's always good to be around people who can challenge you, you know, and, you know, and it's better for your ego to be with people who can challenge you and, you know, and tell you that you're wrong, and for you to go, you got me, you know,
they know your tricks. Right, they know what you're right, doing. You
know? Yeah, that's exactly right, man. And, I think it was all really a good, strong process, you know, and at this point in my life, I don't want to make children's music or music that's necessarily marketed to kids. You know, the kids can grow up and, you know, and become adults and listen to music that speaks to someone who's actually, you know, lived. You know, there's always music out there for children. That's great. But, you know, this is music for people who've lived.
That's a beautiful way to put it. I mean, some of these songs, they sound like they could be 50 years old. And I mean, that is the highest compliment. I mean, you know, Destiny sounds like something that could have been on Talking Book, or, you know, it's a descendant of I Shall Be Released or something. It's incredible, man. Just the quality of these songs. And
thank you for that.
The things that blow me away, I mean, obviously, these songs are so personal and there's so much bravery in that. I mean, the things that blows me away about these songs, like the Best Story songs, like the Billy Joels and the Springsteens and the Bob Segers, is that they're so specific and so uniquely personal to you, yet they hit me and so many others in such a personal way. I think that's such a delicate line to hit. How?
Thank you.
Was there ever a fear of being this open and this vulnerable when you were working on this?
I mean, it's funny you say it for a couple reasons. One is, there's a great irony in it, and that I was telling a buddy of mine the other day, I said, the irony of all this is that I wrote the song so I wouldn't have to talk about it, because I couldn't talk about it, you know? And I feel like the songwriting was a way to say the things I wasn't able to say in conversation. And so therapy for me was writing songs, which is often therapy for me, and just in life, it's always been therapy for me. And so that's one of the great ironies of it is that the songwriting took place because I wasn't having an easy time talking about how I felt. I still don't have an easy time talking about how I feel. Part of it's because your emotions it's such a crazy range of emotions, seemingly by the moment, you know, it's just so much stuff that life is so, you know, some of it's just, oh man, this hurts me right now. I miss them. You know, I miss these people. I miss my parents. And then there's I remember my dad did this, and you're laughing about it and nobody gets the joke, but you do. You know, that, you know, someone says something at dinner and you make a face and you think to yourself, well, that's weird. I just made the face my dad used to make. I've never made that before. You know, it happened to me yesterday. I made a face at dinner and I thought, oh my God, I just made the face my dad used to make. I've never felt the desire to do that. I always thought it was weird when he did that particular face. And I just made that face, you know. You know what I mean, don't you?
I do. I'm looking back at my face in Zoom right now, actually, and having a similar moment, seeing somebody else's face coming back at me. So I totally hear you. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And it's one of those things, and some of those things are, it's just, they make their way into your song.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, Nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
One of the other things that happened with the making of the album was, you know, my initial meeting with Dave, he took a lunch meeting with me. He's like, I really like what you did with that Paul McCartney cover. Maybe I'm amazed because I love the cover of that song. I think it's just a perfect song. And I think maybe that could have been why he took the project. You know, maybe he saw the live thing and thought, okay, cool, this guy's all right, you know. And we talked about that and that kind of music, that kind of song, that kind of record. Hmm. And then we talked about other records that we loved and, you know, old, you know, the Stack stuff, you know, the classic R&B stuff, the great old soul stuff, you know.
Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper.
Boom. So that kind of stuff. And then classic country records and great old songwriter records. And, you know, I'm a big Otis Redding, Sam Cooke fan. You know, I'm a big, you know, George Jones fan. You know, I like those kinds of singers, imperfect singers, because that's where the feeling is there, you know, and imperfect records. And he asked me, what do you want to do? I said, well, it's the world is, you know, I said, the world's all fucked up, man. It was right at the height of COVID. I said, the world's fucked up. My life is fucked up. I'm fucked up. Things are all fucked up everywhere around me. And I have a lot to say. And, you know, I've written a bunch of songs. And I want to write this record alone. I wrote my first few records alone. But I really have a lot to say. I feel like I need to write this one alone. I feel like I need to get this out of me. And I just feel like it's all so personal. I have to do it that way. But I feel like you're the greatest producer in the world specifically for this kind of record. And he was like, fuck yeah, man, let's do it. And we went in the room and he really permitted me to stretch beyond what I would have, you know? Like the greatest production experience. So sensitive to what I was doing. And, but not at all a yes man about it. He really wanted me to reach, man. And it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing. And he, you know, man, I remember I was writing the song, Face the River. And I wasn't finished yet. So he said, yeah, man, let me know when you're done. I said, okay. And I finally finished it. I walked into the room. I said, hey, man, I'm done. He's like, finished? I'm like, yeah, I'm done now. It's done. All right, man, cool. Come on, let's go. Play it for us, man. Play it for us. I said, okay. We walked out to the piano. And I played him, you know, I am tired of the waiting. Got to the end of the song. And he goes,
Wow, man. You wrote that? It's like a masterpiece. I said, what? He goes, you wrote a masterpiece, man. You wrote a masterpiece. I was like, I did? He's like, yeah, man. Masterpiece. Let's cut it. Let's cut it. You know? And it was just like immediately, you know, he wanted to cut it immediately, which is one of the things I love. Like, as soon as he heard it, as soon as he felt it, and it was in the moment he wanted to cut it. It wasn't, let's make a plan. Let's blah, blah, blah. Let's set a click. Let's find a... There was none of that bullshit, you know? One of the first things that happened in the studio, I think it was on Johnny's song. Johnny's song was the first song, Freedom. First song that we cut. I'm sitting at the piano, and I went, it goes like this, goes like this. And before we did anything, I said, so do you want to set a click? And he was like, nah, nah. Let's play. And I said, my man, exactly. I knew it was the right guy, especially when he said no click. Because I don't want to play to a click. Music is supposed to move, man. It's supposed to be varied. All those great records we love, you know, they don't all end on the exact same BPM. They move. You know, that stuff, all that BPM stuff being set right there, that's not for the music to be better. That's for the editing to be easier. You know, that's got nothing to do with music. And so we got to play music, man. And I felt like I had been freed because musically we got to go outside the fence. And that's what made it cool.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Is there a supernatural element that goes into making music, as far as you're concerned?
I honestly think that there's things that we can't control. And you may have your craft, and that's very special, right? We all know that there's a almost like a thing that has nothing to do with you that you channel sometimes, you get lucky, you have a piece of an idea, like, wow, I didn't do that, it just kind of came to me. And then there's the craft element of it, which is the carpenter part of it, which is creating the right structure around the song and working through a line here and there and whatnot. But then there's the other thing. And the other really special thing is you go and you get in a room and you play it. And once you play it, particularly when you play it together, it was
It was, I think it was Joel Walsh talking about where the mojo is, saying it's not one guy playing that makes the mojo. You know, the way a lot of albums are made now, a lot of songs are cut now, it's one guy with his laptop programming his drums, and then he's programming the bass line, and then the guitar parts, and the he's singing, and then he's doing the synth section, and then he's auto-tuning everything. It's all on that BPM metronome grid, and you're looking at the music instead of hearing it, right? It's going click, click,
it's a click, bunch of
and
boxes.
You're staring at music. That's it. And there, people are lining things up to hit the line where the beat is. Like, oh, there it is. It's lined up the drums exactly on this line. Like, that's not what the beat is. That's where the BPM click is. That's not the groove. That's not the beat. And the mojo is sort of like when you got all the guys playing actually together, a guitar player, a bass player, a drummer, a piano player, a singer, everybody's playing together a song. Okay, let's say that the beat, the what you think is about the BPM in that moment is here. Well, I'm going to hit it a little bit here, and the other guy is going to hit, oh, I hit it here. Another guy's hitting it a little bit right here, and someone else is hitting it a little bit right here, and the other guy's hitting it a little bit over here. And somewhere in there is the mojo, the part that none of us are playing, the part that only exists while all of us are playing, but none of us played it, right? So it's the thing that none of us can create alone that can only be created as a whole. That's where the mojo lives, right? And it's drugs. You play till you get that moment where you go, oh, there it was. There it was. It was right there. Bang. And you'll play all night hoping to feel that again. And you might not get it back all night. But you go back tomorrow because you know that there was one special moment, one high while you were playing that you went, oh, damn. And it could have only lasted for a few seconds or a second. But you locked. And it just was like, bonk, right? And you could play all week and not have a moment like that again. But you know that there's mojo, but there was that one moment within it where you were like, ooh, right? There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
That's maybe the best description of the joy of playing together in mojo that I think I've ever heard. That's beautiful. When did you first experience the mojo? Was it? I know you played a lot of hootenannies upstate growing up with family and friends. Was that something that was kind of part of your upbringing, all playing together like that?
You know, what's funny is that I knew the joy of it from watching people just play. And it wasn't because they were hitting it. It wasn't because, like, you know, my granddad could pluck a little bit, or play the accordion a little bit, or the harmonica a little bit, or my dad played some and sang real great. Everybody played a little bit. It wasn't like they were hitting it. Like we were experiencing the whoa moments. At that time in my life, we were just experiencing the joy of music. And then in my teen years, playing more, hanging out, playing with my brother, playing with my dad, going out, playing ballrooms on school nights, you know, as a teenager, you know, all the other kids are, you know, studying for tests and you're on a Tuesday night, you're out, you know, at the bar across from the police station with dad, you know, and your brother playing, you know, playing Tom Petty songs. You know, though you're having moments right there once in a while, like, oh, that feels good. We're finally getting the song together. You're in that developmental stage of being a musician. And then once in a while you lock. But having a brother and having a dad, there's music in the house. You could lock more often, right? You're playing more often. So you may have more of those moments, you know, where you just listen to each other play and like, ooh, that was really, really good. You know, I want to feel like that when I play, or I want to be able to make it sound that good. you know. And man, it's just there's really nothing like the joy. There's nothing like the joy of playing music. It's the ultimate therapy, in my opinion. And it's a real display of what somebody's got right in here. And you know, I talk about it a lot, like it's something more than it is. But as much as I could describe it to you, it's much more than that. Music is a thing that you cannot see or touch, but you could feel it. It's magic. I mean, think about the memories associated with the song. If you hear some songs, some songs will transport you to the day you heard it. It's time travel.
Yeah.
You know, you hear the song and you go, wow, I remember the first time I ever heard that song. Wow, I just went there. Bang in my head. You know, when I hear the song, Hey Good Looking, I'm 3 years old at my dad's parents' house. Because I remember it being played right there. Right there. I remember the room I remember being in when I heard it. I thought it was the greatest song in the world. Because it was, right? So it just always spoke to me in that way. And I think if you were to take away music, you'd realize what a tremendously culturally deficient society we'd be without song, without those sounds. We hear music so often that we forget that our society and most cultures, they're surrounded by music all of the time. They're surrounded by it so much so that they think it's just part of the air. Almost every restaurant you walk into has music playing in it. Every store. You know, and you can change the way that place feels to you completely.
Yeah.
By changing the station. Right? So it's a different restaurant with Frank Sinatra playing in it than it is with, you know,
B.B. King.
Metallica playing.
Metallica, yeah.
Or B.B. King. Changes the whole thing. It's very potent. We even base our friendships, so many of us, based on the music that our friend listens to. We find friends through it, you know. We think, you know what, you listen to that, and we probably have a beer together. Sorry, I'm talking about it so excitedly, but it's really how I view it.
Oh, I 1,000% agree. I mean, you look at these, you know, they find remnants of early cultures, the earliest civilizations we know, and they still find remnants of early instruments. At a time when we're still struggling to learn how to survive and to eat, you have this, you know, traces of music. So clearly this was something that was an important priority at a base primal level. I completely agree. And that's the mystery of music to me, is that we can't fully articulate or know why. It just is. It just is. It just hits us.
Right. Absolutely correct, Matt. It's deep. It's therapy. And it's necessary. And it's almost crazy to think that it is that necessary.
Yeah.
But, you know, once we put it into context like that, we realize, wow, this is crazy. You know, people used to tote their little guitars off to war.
Yeah. Yeah.
They needed it, and they knew their friends needed it.
Well, Gavin, I got to say, I started this call feeling a little low energy. I'm coming out of COVID right now, talking to you about music and your excitement and your, I feel transformed, and I really want to, hopefully people that hear this conversation, and most importantly, people who hear your record, feel the same way. It has been such a joy talking to you. Thank you so much for your time today. And most importantly, thank you for your music. It's been such an honor. Thank you.
Jordan, honor's mine, man. Thank you, brother. I can tell, man, you're just like me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Inside the Studio, a production of iHeartRadio. For more episodes of Inside the Studio or other fantastic shows, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.